This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Welcome back, Mikey.
What are you saying to me? That's so nice of you.
Do you know, you're looking very handsome today. You have matured and grown up on this cruise. Let me tell you that.
Wow.
A little bit of sun. You've come in here with a smile on his face. And
I come in with a smile on my face every morning. What's different?
Yeah, but I try not to look at you for the first hour or two. No. I've just eaten. I need my stomach to settle a little.
Thank you so much for the warm welcome.
No, we're going to say thank you to Rachel and Jess, who filled in for 2 weeks. They did really well.
A phenomenal job.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't listen from Thailand.
You didn't?
Wow. I didn't listen
what
at all.
You were.
Yeah, because I was there for 2 weeks and I still couldn't get the 3-hour time difference. So I was ringing my kids at ridiculous times and I forget the world doesn't revolve around me.
it kind of does. I didn't even go on my phone once on the cruise. I did once to tell mum I'm alive, but I was completely disconnected. Best 2 weeks of my life, I reckon.
What, no phone?
No phone, even a little.
Come on, you would have been Facebook updating. You can't help yourself. You're a millennial.
Honestly, just music.
Every girl you kissed, you would have had to take in a photo and go, oh, look at my friends. Do you like it? Do you like it? You know?
No, I had a Polaroid camera with a little disposable one.
Excuse me, that can't get you arrested.
Why? What?
Disposable Polaroid cameras. That sounds creepy.
Oh, no. Well, okay. If you're looking at it from that, it was charming, made me a lot of friends, and I'm glad I brought one with me.
Well, I'm your number one friend. You know that. Okay. I'm your number one friend.
You're my number one friend, then. We got a lot of work to do here, mister.
Oh, here we go. Oh, I love Brad. Brad goes, did Mikey subscribe to the rationale on board your cruise? If it's a rockin', don't bother knocking. Was that either Mikey got lucky or is just the ship really rocky?
Okay, quick
that's
story.
That's what Brad wants to
quick
know.
Quick story, 50 seconds here. I was with my best friend Aaron from my podcast.
Did you kiss Aaron?
No, I didn't kiss Aaron.
It was his 21st.
A lot of people did think we were together, and it took me the third time for me to realise they were saying, are you together, not are you together on the cruise ship, as in travelling together.
Yeah.
So me being
look,
thick.
I've seen you both out. If you stop carrying the handbags with you, people won't always assume that you're gay.
Let me finish my story with 30 seconds. Okay. So I said to Aaron, if you ever bring a person back to the room, politely, just bring a snoozing sign, you know, like don't clean our room. Yeah. Just put that out there, and he never did. I was waiting 3 nights, not knowing if he had a girl in there or not, because the door was locked. That's my story. Really inconsiderate of him. I put the snoozing sign. Anywho, it's time for the news.
Gather round, folks. It's time for wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's time for Tom's wisdom.
Yeah. It's time for Tom's wisdom. We haven't had this in a couple of weeks, and I'm so excited for it.
Oh, me too. I have had plenty of practice, let me tell you. On my vacation, I spent a lot of time telling people what to do.
Yeah, now that you're
not
a 51.
Nicely, but I did. I did become called the pool Nazi.
Did you really?
Well, there was one adult pool, and I spent. Well, I called this other lady the pool Nazi, and it turns out for the same 3 days she was calling me the same name, and then we eventually met at the bar, and we realised we were the pool Nazis. Then one day, she went and yelled at the people first about their children. And I said, that's really bad. I've wanted to yell at someone today. So I yelled at Wayne. I screamed at him too. Hurry up, get a drink, get off the couch.
Well, so you're yelling at the kids for coming into the adult section of the pool, right?
No, I don't yell at the children. I yell at their parents.
Okay.
And then one lady said to me, it's okay. It doesn't matter they're swimming in that pool. I said, it will matter if I drown them. Let me tell you, she ran and picked up those kids and grabbed them out of that pool, left, right and center, very quickly. I said it nicely. Yeah. But you're in there trying to relax and they're jumping and kicking and splashing. And I'm like, there are 7 pools in this resort and one of them says no children under 14.
Okay, I'm just going to play the Tom's Wisdom intro again.
Gather round, folks. It's time for Wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's
no, okay.
I wouldn't have really drowned
okay,
him.
I just threatened. Stop about drowning kids. We're talking about Tom's Wisdom. Tom. Oh, yeah. I was also on a holiday recently. I was on a cruise ship and someone asked me to take a photo of them. A very simple request, right? And then
someone said, can you take my photo?
Yeah, with them.
Send me and my friend.
Yeah, friends. So I took the camera and I started taking the photo. You know, I'm great. I do portrait. I do landscape. I give them two. It's just like a 10-second affair, right?
Yeah,
and then
great.
It's done. Here's your phone. But then they say, oh, can you use my friend's phone? Oh, then can you use my other friend's phone? Can we change locations? So it should have been a 10-second thing. Turned out to be 2 minutes. My question to you is it rude to say no, and how do I go about saying no?
I think you can say no. Definitely. I think you can put a limit on how many photos you'll take on somebody. Like, you can straight up and say, sweetie, that's as good as it get. It ain't porn. Move it on. You know, like, it's going... But I've... Look, we get that a lot because people come up and say, can I take your photo? So I've learnt now, because there might be a group of five or six people and they all want to take individual photos. Well, I don't do that anymore. I go, no, one photo, group photo, then one person shares it out. So I only would let the group take a group photo and move it on.
Oh, that's smart.
Otherwise, okay, you could be there forever. And you're right, someone goes, oh, no, I don't look nice, and they want to take like another one.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's important. Look, in this world, if it doesn't happen on Instagram, it doesn't happen.
What do you mean? Oh, like, you're, yeah.
If you know, like, if the photo's not nice and it went... Look, because I did one. I took one with Lucy Holmes, which is 100% Kylie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
at the Kylie concert, which we got to meet her at Andy's birthday the other week.
I fell in love with her a little bit, I'll tell you what.
So did we all. I'm in love with Lucy. Let me tell you,
you're
100%
in love with
Kylie.
Yeah, we know that, though.
But I took a selfie of me and Lucy, and she goes, oh, that's great, share it. And I've looked at it the next day and went, oh, sweetheart, you look great, but I look like a piece of... I won't be sharing that.
Yeah, I remember you that night, and it's a bit nasty.
Wow, thanks, Tom. That was so darn helpful. Another Tom's Wisdom, and it was successful.
I've got a quick story for you. I know we're talking about our holidays in the next hour, but I want to quickly give you a little... You'll love this story, because we haven't had any dick jokes at all this morning.
Yeah.
So we're at the dinner table.
What they call penises at this time in the morning.
Sorry.
Children are listening.
Phallus stories. We're at the breakfast table, mind you, sorry. And...
Is this at home or on the cruise?
On the cruise ship.
Oh, okay.
And we were a little bit hungover, And I had to... my belly was awful from all the alcohols we'd been drinking. So I ordered porridge, something pretty safe, pretty simple. Right, that's
what
safe,
what are you, 102?
Right? But safe.
Oh, I want some porridge.
No, it's a safe meal. I thought, you know, it'd make me feel better.
Nobody since the 1800s and Oliver got out of that sweatshop have asked for porridge.
What do you eat in the morning?
Muesli. Some
muesli
eggs and stuff. Yeah.
What are you, a 20-year-old vegan? No, porridge is fine. I appreciated the porridge. He brought me this porridge out, threw a bit of honey. The guy made a couple of jokes because I said, has it got milk in it? I'm lactose intolerant. I can't have milk. And he's like, oh, I'll put some milk in. I'll do it. I'm like, no, please don't. So he had a little bit of jokes back and forth, right? And then he comes back in to check on things. And he kind of just pauses at the side of the table and he's standing over us just like this, just waiting. And we're both looking at him like, what's he doing? This is completely out of context, mind you. And he goes, he looks at us, points at my porridge and goes, in his Filipino accent, he's come. And that was it. No context, no setup, just the punchline. He just said, he's come. And then wink, gives us a double wink. He goes like this. He goes, he winks at both of us. We were so shocked. We didn't understand what was happening.
Yeah, I'm lost either. Was he saying that the porridge looked like his man?
I think so. I think that's what he meant. I think he meant that the porridge looked like his come.
Well, he needs the word is... man things. You can, let's remember,
yeah,
remember
sorry,
language.
Sorry,
young
sorry.
Lady. Yeah. He's been away for 2 weeks and he comes back filthy.
I'm sorry.
What have you been? You didn't go on a cruise. You've been off.
I was on a cruise. No, don't make any more Tom's conspiracies. It was so weird. We didn't understand the joke until he left, and then we started laughing. And we were just thinking, was that his coup de grace? He thought, these two young guys, they're going to love my humour. And he walks up all excited, and he just bombed. It was so uncomfortable.
Do you know, you just had a lot. You and that young Filipino waiter have a lot in common.
What?
You bomb. Move it on.
Hurtful. Hurtful, Thomas. Tom and I are going to be talking about our 2 week vacations away from each other. Thank the Lord we had that because it saved our relationship, I reckon.
Do you think that's what we needed?
I think so. You loved it? You think we're still thriving?
Yeah, I'm heartbroken. Like, I really thought you were the one.
Oh, Thomas.
Like, I'd given up. You know, I've killed my Grindr profile and everything because I thought you and I were the one.
I'm so sorry to break the news to you, Tom. I thought my entire cruise ship experience was like watching a David Attenborough, like a Channel 9 special.
Oh, you watched him eat at the buffet. Is that what you did?
Exactly. Literally, look, the first thing here, the eating situation was disgusting. First and foremost, people were pushing each other to get in the line for the buffet when the food came out hot.
And it keeps coming. And if they run out of bacon, they bring more bacon.
They're disgusting.
I know.
people, and they don't just feed you from plates, mind you. They had platters, like party-sized platters, and people were just loading these platters up of food from everywhere, having seafood with pasta. It was disgusting.
And it's disgusting that people don't eat it and then just throw it away. That's the worst bit.
It was just appalling to watch. One of the most disgusting things that Aaron and I saw, this guy had a bread roll. He got a full block of butter, stuffed the bread roll.
Oh, that sounds
and then
like
dunked
fantastic.
It in, dunked it in gravy.
Oh.
And then he had three more of them.
Oh.
Isn't that
I
disgusting?
Love, no.
You like that?
The butter, the better.
It
real
was
butter.
Disgusting. I couldn't
nice.
Watch it. Here's another thing that made me look like I was like, it was like a watering hole. It was literally like watching animals. We're in the club, right? I just wanted to dance. That's all I wanted to do. Getting flirted with. Watching the other guys do it was disgusting because there'd be girls all vulnerable just on the dance floor, right? Like little gazelles. And then the lions approach, right? And they slowly make their way, sipping their drinks, and they put their drinks inside. And then suddenly, without warning, you bat your eye for a second, and then there's this swarm of men around these girls on the dance floor, and the girls can't even move. And it was just scary to watch. These guys were like fiends. They were fiends.
Did you go to their defense?
Well, like, I didn't want to be one of the guys that just swarmed the girls, so
no,
I asked
so
them
he was one of the creepy ones creeping up behind him. Jess, can you see it in his eyes?
No, yeah. I asked them to dance, and they loved that because
I've
wanted to dance.
I've got a lady in the room here with me, and she can see straight through your shallow little...
Jess likes me. You don't like... Jess likes... Jess gets me, okay? You can hear her. She gets me. I asked them to dance.
Sure, she's
they
a mother.
That.
She gets naughty children. Yeah.
Why can't it just be about me?
It's
Anywho.
All about you, my love. You know, that is so true. But, listen, you know what I found out on my holiday?
it's all about you again.
No. It's not about me. I was thinking about children.
Yeah.
I watched families sit at breakfast on their mobiles while their children are asking for their parents' attention. Now, as somebody who's now raised 30-year-old children who still ring me every day,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, when you have a 3- and 5-year-old, they grow up so quick. I want to cry when I think how quick my babies grew up. People, there is one meal 3 times a day, sit at a table with your children and speak to them. Do not pull out mobiles. Next minute, the kid's getting naughty.
Here comes Jess.
And the mother got cranky at the kid. But I wanted to get up and say, excuse me, Mum, that young kid has now spent 7 minutes going, Mum, 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 and you ignored her until she threw a performance. Then you got embarrassed and then...
Don't worry, Mum. I'm coming to your defense.
Okay, yeah.
I am coming to your defense, Mum,
oh, really?
Because I will tell you right now, I do the one thing that I do is when we need to be in adult time, Adia does not get screen time. She does not get a phone. She does not get anything until I need my time, like until we're okay. in an adult presence. So bizarrely, Adia, like my thing when I teach parents, I say, like, because I'm helping a lot of parents with things because I'm doing it pretty well as well. I'm going to give myself a little bit. No, do it when you're most judged. One of the maternal nurses said that when you're drinking champagne and you're trying to let, you know, you can drink the best. If you're wanting a champers and you're breastfeeding, do it when it's most judgy. So it's actually best to drink your champagne while you're breastfeeding because it takes the longest for it to get to the boobs.
Yeah.
So not that I'm endorsing drinking champagne while breastfeeding, but I know that there are lots, like what you've said, and you probably witnessed them
do it for a long time.
The
whole restaurant. Me and Wayne, because if Wayne brought his phone to a table... Well, you've seen me.
Were they just on their own phones?
They were on.
Oh, okay. I have my daughter on the phone
they
when
were
I'm
that.
Like
they
like
set, they set up
only
their
when I'm out. No, but I don't sit on my phone when Adia's around because.
No, I'm talking. These are children who wanted their parents' attention to show them beautiful things. You know what, people, get off your phone.
I know. Hey, public.
But also, you're in a beautiful place. But I bet you they were just trying to post pictures of how great their day had
been.
Bring
your kid a book, Tom. I'm going to do the best story. You're going to love this.
Love it. I love it already.
People got kicked off the cruise, right?
Oh.
Here's why. The adult pool area at nighttime, there was 3 of them, 2 men and a woman, and they were canoodling in the pool. I won't say any more than that because it's a family-friendly radio show.
Kicked off the pool.
Kicked off the whole entire boat in Noumea. And when you get kicked off in Noumea, you have to get out of there in 24 hours. Otherwise, it gets bad.
Yeah.
So even if you can't get back to Australia, you've got to go to Japan or something. You just got to get out of the country.
So you just got to get on a leaky boat from Noumea and head off to the...
Isn't that insane?
Well, I hope that... I wasn't until the third night that I said to Wayne... I hope those cameras aren't on that looking over the pool, because you had to be out of the pool.
You didn't, did you?
No, I just...
They drained the entire pool for 2 days and scrubbed it with an inch of its life for everyone.
I'm just talking about going...
What? Imagine the things that are coming out when you're in the pool doing...
Yeah, okay, move it on.
Thomas, you graced the people of Indonesia with your presence quite recently.
Oh, I did.
What damage did you cause to the beautiful country?
Well, it's called Thailand, not Indonesia, but that's okay.
Thailand is in Indonesia, is it not?
No, correct. It's totally different countries. No, my love. Totally run. So Bali's part of Indonesia.
Yeah, I'm like an idiot.
And they have a government, and Thailand has their own king as well as a government. Very different country.
How was your holiday? How was it?
I can tell you went on a boat, not an you didn't follow it. Like, did you read the Atlas?
That's your insult? Come on, you're better than
no,
that.
No, but you're going on. I'm just thinking, oh, I just love it. But that's okay, my love. Look, do you know what? I had the best time. I took Wayne away. We went to a private resort.
Wayne took Wayne away.
Yeah, I took him. I organised it. Organised it.
Are you sure you organised it?
Well, unfortunately, Wayne's in between jobs. He was just made redundant. He's going through interviews now. And that's why I just said to him, you know what, mate, if we don't... Because I knew you were going away. So I said to him, let's just go.
Are you sure Wayne didn't organise it?
I did the lot.
Wow.
Probably not. But I told him to do it. Anyway, look, what are you asking me? So I walked up. I had a little deck chair there that went... From our resort straight onto the beach.
You walked up to the beach.
Well, I was on the beach.
Lovely.
Lovely resort. Private beach we had there. I put my deck chair right there that was mine for 11 days. No one was allowed to touch it. I could take 3 steps to the bar, 3 steps to the pool, 3 steps onto the beach, and that's all I did. And I napped all day.
How did you reserve a chair for the whole time?
Sweetheart, people know. Oh, actually, to be honest, we're up quite early every morning because I started drinking at midday.
Yeah.
And we started going. The only time I left the resort, did you not see my video on my Facebook page or my Instagram?
No, I told you. I went Wi-Fi-less for my entire holiday.
I left the resort once and that was by parachute.
What do you mean?
They connected me to the back of a boat and then I stood on the beach and then the boat took off and I went up in the air on a parachute.
That's so daring. That doesn't sound like you at all.
I was drunk too, but that's okay. I love Thailand. There is no such thing as OH&S. I walked down there holding a cocktail and the man never questioned me. I said, one stage there, I said, can I take the drink up with me? And he said, if you want to, but then I was scared not to hang on. Yeah. But the crazy thing is a man, so he grabs you by the back of the parachute and he says, when I say run, you start running and I help you pull the parachute to get, you know, the boat's taking
off.
And
the boat starts going, okay.
And you're starting to run. And next minute we start running, he jumps. He doesn't let go, so I'm strapped in. He didn't let go. He just hung on to the parachute the whole way. They called him the monkey. And I said, you mate, what are you connected to? Oh, no, I'm just hanging on.
No way. And how high in the air were you?
Well, high, like really high. Then because...
Like death? Like you could die from that?
Yeah, he said he fell once and he broke both of his knees. Showed me the operation. In 10 years, he's only fallen off the back. And of course, because I chat to people and we get along... Everyone else got like 3 minutes out. So I got to go all the way down the end. He swung me out over the land, over the island, over these rich people's houses. He was telling me the people we dislike. He said, next time we're going to come, you and me will throw coconuts at the rich man in his pool. He was on this beautiful headland house. So that's it. That's all I did. Actually, that's not true. On my birthday one day, me and Wayne got into a taxi and went to Patong. And saw a drag show. They'd
stand it.
You've got to do. The Thai boys do drag very well.
Really?
They're excellent.
Okay. They're not Indonesia, right? That's just to clarify. That's not Indonesia.
Correct. They're totally two different countries.
I feel so
different
stupid.
Different money. Like, there's a whole thing.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
Chris Eales, you've got the spiel for us. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing wonderfully this morning. Can I just check which countries are not the same? Because that was news to me as well.
So he just said I went to Indonesia and I said no, I went to Thailand.
Oh wait, no, they are different.
And he said,
right, yep.
Isn't it the same? And I've just gone, oh my God.
I'm getting you a map for your birthday.
Oh no, I won't read it. I thought Bali and Thailand were in the same next door neighbors.
Bali's
part of Indonesia and it's a little island. So Indonesia's full of multiple islands. Thailand's actually basically a country with just a few little
Okay.
And they're in between. At the top of it, I think is I don't even want to go there. I went there once. Borneo.
Burma.
There we go.
Myanmar.
Myanmar now. Yeah. They changed their name weekly. But
I think my brain's a bit holiday tired still. I've still got a teenage voice.
Oh, sweetheart, it's really cute that you're trying to make out you're tired rather than just stupid.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey. Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.